To introduce our reading, let me apologize, first of all, to everyone who thought, well, the church, thank goodness, is at least one place where I can escape the World Cup. I'm going to mention it once and hope I get away with it. Over years, the last years, nations across the world have been asking this question, will we qualify? Are we good enough to qualify? Here's what happens when you're not. This isn't Schadenfreude for the Italians. We feel with you. We feel with the Italians. Now that the World Cup has started, in case you hadn't heard, now the question is, will we qualify for the next round? Here's what it looks like when you don't do that. We feel it for the Germans. We do. We have to mention this because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's true, isn't it? But here's when you think you are good enough. And you have this illusory thought you could even win the whole thing. Will we qualify? Are we good enough? There's a life of another kind on earth. It's called the kingdom of God, for which there's a qualification of another kind. The question is not, are we good enough? Am I good enough? The question is this, am I hungry enough? Am I hungry enough? Are you? How much do you want? How much do you know you need? How much do you hunger for more of God? Are you hungry? If you're hungry, you qualify. How hungry are you? How hungry am I? Yesterday, Mark, as we heard, was ordained. So, as some of us know, was Darius, who used to work here. He was ordained at Southwark Cathedral. I'd say there's one basic qualification for any disciple, ordained or not, but including if you're ordained. For God's sake and the sake of his church, be hungry. Be hungry for more of God. Jesus satisfies the hungry. And in this story, which Sue is now going to come up to read, a story that appears in all four Gospels, not a fictional story, but a true story, a story of Jesus feeding people in different ways. This is one occasion when Jesus is asking you and me and the crowds and disciples he was with, how hungry are you?
The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Mark, and it's chapter 6, and it starts on page 1009 in the Pew Bibles, if you want to read it in the Bible. And we're starting at verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the word of the Lord.
If you want to live in the victory of the kingdom of God, there's one qualification. Are you hungry? If you're hungry, you qualify. On a scale of 0 to 10 right now, this very moment, how hungry are you physically? If one is, oh, I'm totally satisfied, I've just had breakfast, thanks very much. And 10, I'm starving, whereabouts are you? I don't think there's many, if any of us, who've been starving in your life. Maybe you have, I've met some who have. That's a 10. If you're really hungry, that's a 6, probably. How hungry are you? And you know you are because there's an ache in your stomach. You know that it's there. It won't go away. It's kind of rumbling a bit. And this is a sign, it's a visceral aid, if you like, of the sort of hunger Jesus wants to satisfy, that he's teaching about here. That's deeper than just the hunger of your stomach. And this story of him feeding the crowds here is Jesus showing what he means when he said, it's in John 6, 27, he said this, he said, "Do not work for food that spoils, but which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." So there's this one qualification for victory in Jesus' kingdom. Keep your Bibles open if you have them there. It's Mark 6, beginning at verse 30. And we see how the disciples, that's the 12 of them, the apostles, they're gathered around Jesus. They're hungry. They want to learn more from Jesus, to hear from him, to be with him. They've tasted and seen already that the Lord is good, and they want more. And then there's the crowds. Crowds of people, verse 33. When they see Jesus leaving in a boat with his disciples, they run on foot. Do you see that, verse 33? They run on foot from all the towns to get where he's going to land ahead of him. It's AD 30 in Palestine. Nobody runs. You know, park run hasn't been invented. You don't run unless it's an emergency. But here's the thing. It's an emergency. They're desperate. They're hungry for Jesus, and they're hungry in this way. I think they're hungry for Jesus to change their life. Do you know that hunger? AD 30 in Palestine. If you're a Jewish person, you are hungry, and you've been hungry for generations. This hunger has been passed on from one generation to the other, of hungry for the one promised throughout the Old Testament. They've been waiting for centuries. Hungry for the one who changed their life situation from one of defeat into God's victory. And some of them might have seen Jesus or glimpsed him or heard about him, and they think he's the one. And they're hungry for this Jesus so much so that if he satisfies their hunger, they're going to make him a king. Are you aware of any situation in your life where you need a power greater than yourselves to take you out of defeat into victory? You and I, we might not be living under Roman rule. Yeah, the Romans didn't even make it to the World Cup. No, I wasn't going to mention it again. But they are. There's all sorts of other powers around in that day, around in this day, whose rule we can be under, that need a miracle to save us from. Have you ever known the sort of situation that just makes you desperate for God? Last Sunday, if you were in church, We were hearing from and thinking about people living in the defeat that debt feels. You might be one of them. You might know that today or have known it. And CAP, Christians Against Poverty, is a sign of Jesus' kingdom and Jesus' victory that is releasing people in the name of Jesus from the defeat of debt. I was talking with someone in another kind of defeat just last month, living in a kind of a spiral of a habit that he just simply cannot break free from. And he needs a power greater than any self-control he can find in himself to break free from this. He is hungry for Jesus to change his life. He's been hungry for life change. He's now starting to get hungry for Jesus to do that. And these crowds who are running to Jesus, they are hungry for change. Jesus described this sort of hunger he has compassion on. It was in the first line of his first sermon. I often quote it because it's the first line you need to hear. Maybe you need to hear it this morning. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of God." When you recognize your own poverty and you run to Jesus, you qualify. If you're hungry enough, you qualify. You've got to be good enough to get through to the next round in many life situations. You're in a test or an exam at school. You're thinking, am I good enough to qualify? You're in a job interview. Am I good enough? You can be in a conversation with somebody you haven't met before or someone you have and a bit daunted by. Am I good enough? Jesus' qualification, are you hungry enough? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Another way of putting the hunger he's talking about here. Knowing a gap in your life that there's nothing you can do to fill. And a man on a cross, shedding his blood, giving his very life for you, who then 3 days afterwards is raised from the dead, he says to anyone in the crowds desperate for a change in their life, you qualify. Come to me. This risen Lord Jesus says, there is no condemnation for those who believe in Jesus. That's what the Word of God says. We come to Jesus this morning with our hungers of whatever kind. And you can't disillusion God with your hungers because he had no illusions in the first place. You can't disillusion God. He had no illusions in the first place. It's what took his son Jesus to the cross for all the weaknesses that afflict us. Blessed are you who are afflicted, who are poor in spirit, who are hungry for me. Crowds are in AD 30. Crowds are in 2018. Whoever runs to Jesus for his feeding, for his filling, they qualify. One privilege of working at All Saints here is to be aware every week, every day, situations where only Jesus can turn them around for good. We're needing his massive breakthrough as a church to plant a new church. We're exploring this place. It's down the road in New Cross. We're saying, God, break through to show us your way, your will. We're aware of his need for his comfort to meet with us all at different times, and specifically on Tuesday at 12 noon. We remember Leslie's life, who worshipped here for many, many years. I don't know how many people I know of where Jesus' healing in body or mind or spirit is the only hope. Lord Jesus, come. Next Sunday, we need the help of Jesus' Holy Spirit to discern, again, as Joan prayed for, who he's calling to be our next director of 0 to 25's ministry. We've got two great people we've invited for interview. Lord, is it one of these? Who We are hungry to know. The only reason I pray every week before the sermon, before the service, is not because I'm a holy person, but I'm hungry for God. For God's sake, come into this service. Make it not a religious ceremony, but an encounter with you who transforms everything that needs transforming, of which I just know the tip of the iceberg. We're hungry for change in our lives, in our situations. But there's a second kind of hunger that's even deeper than that. The crowds are running to Jesus as a defeated people, and they find they qualify for life in the kingdom where Jesus is king. But the disciples, they've started this life already. They're gathering around Jesus, verse 30. And they're starting to live in Jesus' victory. They're learning about his power, are working through them. They're hungry for more of it. Just a few months before, back in Mark chapter 1, Jesus has given them a hunger of the deepest kind. He says, I will make you fishers of people. Being fishers of fish, that's pretty good to satisfy human hunger. And Jesus gives them a hunger for the things of his kingdom. I'll make you fishers of people. They're now hungry for Jesus, not just to change their life, but to use them. It's a hunger that the writer of Ecclesiastes was talking about when he said this. A translation of it is, God has put a hunger for eternity in the hearts of people. He's put a hunger for what doesn't die in the hearts of people. It's a hunger for belonging to something, being part of something bigger than yourself. Well, God is actually at work through you. Jesus calls that the fruitful life. Here's what he says to his disciples on another occasion. I chose you and appointed you to bear much fruit. John 15:16. And he's saying that to you. He knows you by name, whatever your name. He says, your name. He says, I chose you and appointed you to bear much fruit. And you can say, oh God, I am just got so much stuff in my life that needs your changing. And he wants to change that. He wants to bring that change. You're hungry for that change. And then he wants to use you and the testimony of the change he's wrought in you to bear much fruit. In a few minutes' time, just a few minutes' time, I'm going to invite anybody who knows this hunger of whatever kind to come forward. And if this is meaningful for you, to take a piece of my fruit and to eat it, just as a sign, if it helps you, of the fact you know you need Jesus, you're hungry for him. You want him to use your life. And our prayer ministry team, as every Sunday, will be over here and they'll pray that into your life, if that's you. And here's the thing, my little plate of fruit here, it's pretty limited. Jesus' resources are limitless. His eyes scan the whole world, looking for those who will commit their lives to him, who he can use in his purposes. So he's teaching the disciples this. And as the day has been getting going on quite a bit, and the crowds have been there a long time, there's some rumbling stomachs around, and Jesus turns to the disciples and says, you feed them. And if you know this story well, you'll know they really don't know what to do or to say. They want Jesus to use them, but they've no idea how. And they say, we can't. All we've got is this little packed lunch. It's got 5 loaves and 2 little fish. We're the same. We just come this morning with our resources. It might even just be our hunger. It's enough. And if you know the story, you'll know Jesus blesses that little meal. It's no more than a snack. And he feeds a crowd of 5,000 men and everyone else who was there. Who fed them? Jesus did. But the disciples who were hungry to be involved, they helped. Are you hungry to be involved in what Jesus is doing, the work of his kingdom, where his kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven? Where his kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. If you're hungry for that, Jesus can use you as he uses the disciples. They found this packed lunch. They get the people to sit down. Do you notice that? They're the waiters who bring round the food. They're involved. And this isn't told by Mark, but it is just my imagination. They're going around, they're getting the people to sit down, and the crowds are asking them, what are we going to eat? And they think, there's a fish course, okay. Is there going to be lots? They say, well, no, it's nouvelle cuisine, a small portions. Will there be seconds? Well, I'll just ask the chef. Who's the chief? Who's the caterer? You see, there's a chef. Who's the chief? Who's the caterer? Who's the Lord? Whose resources are limitless? You know, it doesn't feel like that when all we can hear is our rumbling stomachs or our rumbling souls that God has put in a longing for, a hunger for eternity. It doesn't feel like that. But again and again and again, as is testified here on Sundays, and indeed throughout the 146-year history of this church, Jesus uses our lives. He uses hungry lives, hungry like the disciples who long for a life that's a sign of his eternal kingdom. A life where Jesus' compassion and power is at work through you and me. Before I invite the band up and invite anybody who wants to, for whom this sign means something this morning, just taking a bit of fruit as a sign of your hunger for the fruitful life God wants you. I'm going to tell you one group of people who, I don't know, somehow God's put on my heart. They're a group of poor people. We're all poor. We're all poor in spirit. And this is a group of people. I think most of them are poor financially as well. And they've been coming for over a year. There's about 60 of them to the church hall. I don't know if you knew this. They're here every Saturday at 5:30. It's the food cycle meal. And occasionally I popped along. I popped along recently. There's about 50 or 60 in a real community being fed by dozens of people, all in their early 20s, who are like the food cycle cooking team. Now, every week, they're being fed, and it's amazing, and it's great, and we thank God for it, by these amazing people who cook it for them. There's no qualification for coming. You just need to be hungry. But I think Jesus wants some of us to be there who are also hungry. We're hungry for a meal, and we're hungry for other people to know Jesus. And I think there's four or five other people here who Jesus just might be calling to come along with me. Just we'll work it out once a month. We come along and we eat with these people and we pray beforehand that God will lead us in our conversations. You think, Jesus is already at work over there. I think he wants to be more at work. I think he wants to be at work with some of us. Just like he's at work through you wherever you go in your daily lives. If you're hungry for Jesus to use you in your workplace, in your family, with your next door neighbors, I'm just putting it out there, if there's four or five people who will join me to be used by Jesus in whatever way he chooses. To be witnesses to the one who satisfies every hunger. As the band come forward now, they're going to lead us in a prayer which has these words. And here's the thing about praying in church. It's good just to pray it if it's your prayer. Just to sing this song if it's your song. If it's not, then Don't sing it. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. But it has these words, hungry I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. Jesus wants you to know that his love does not run dry. And if you relate in any way to the hungers I've talked about, the hunger for Jesus to change something you can't on your own in your life, for Jesus to use you for something bigger than you could do on your own, and you're hungry, I invite you to come forward and to take a piece of my fruit and eat it, representing the life of fruit that Jesus called us to. Would you please stand, if you're able to? Lord Jesus, keep us, I pray, a hungry church. Keep me a hungry follower of you. Hungry for more of you. And all your purposes for me that are only possible with you, through your power, the power of your Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, at work through me, through each one of us, as we live to serve you. Hungry, we come to you. In Jesus' name.